大家好，好快呢又过咗一个礼拜啦，又到呢、這个快乐哲学嘅时间啦。我係潘敬泰，香港人民学会嘅副会长，亦同埋呢个快乐哲学嘅讲者。咁我上个礼拜呢就开始呢就讲咗一个我好喜欢嘅英国嘅哲学家，就是、Bertrand Russell。咁我亦都係开始呢就讲咗佢其中一部非常之出名嘅著作，叫 Conquest of Happiness。咁係1930年寫嘅。咁喺呢部书入面呢，我上次都有讲过呢，就佢就住呢、這个好多众多同我哋个生活息息相关个命题做咗一啲分析同埋一啲评论，同埋俾咗一啲佢自己个人嘅意见。就其中一个即係佢俾意见同埋做分析嘅命题呢，就係、是、affection 呢，我中文我可以讲呢有一种爱啦。爱呢当然有好多种啦，咁有啲即係父母对子女嘅爱呀，即係个一个人对嗰、那个朋友嘅爱呀，兄弟姊妹之间嘅爱呀，甚至有啲宗教性嘅爱呀，即係神爱世人啦，或者我哋爱其他啲人啦，我哋爱国家诸如此类。不过呢就呢、這个Bertrand Russell 所讲呢个 affection 呢，就唔系指啲通泛嗰啲爱。affection 呢就通常呢就系指一啲个人一个人同另外一个人中间即係嗰啲咁样嘅感情。咁通常呢就咁佢特别呢就佢所讲嗰啲 affection 呢就是特别指即是男女之间的爱。其中呢就包括了这个一个人喜欢另外一个人的性格啲行为态度甚至个身体即是这样。就佢这个所以这个 affection 呢就是那个范围呢就冇咁廣泛嘅，係比較縮窄到係人特別咧男女之間嘅關係。咁佢所講嗰啲咧，就喺呢個 Conquest of Happiness， 即係第12個 chapter 嗰度講嗰啲咧，就係呢啲咁樣嘅愛。咁除此之外咧，佢亦都有寫咗另外有一部書嘅。咁咧就呢部書咧亦都係非常之出名嘅。咁嗰部书呢就叫 Marriage and Morals。咁呢部书呢佢亦都係由于佢寫咗呢部书呢就获得喺1950年嗰陣佢获得呢个诺贝尔文学奖。因为佢喺呢部书嗰度呢佢提出咗一啲就住即係两性关系。一啲喺当时嚟讲呢非常之先进同埋好 radical。可以话几前卫嘅思想。咁佢就住当然啦一个男女之间即係佢嗰个关系除咗我哋一般讲嗰啲男女朋友亦都有夫妻嘅关系，亦都有啲比较商业性嘅关系即係啲人啦，啲男人好多尤其是好多即係冇機會去結婚，有啲男人佢亦都需要咧，就滿足咗佢個性慾方面獲得一種生理上嘅滿足，咁佢一定咧就會好多時就去揾啲妓女啊。咁呢個係一個人類非常之古老嘅問題。咁喺古羅馬、希臘古代中國全世界。可以话有男人嘅地方呢就必然呢就有妓女呢、這个存在嘅。咁呢、這个Bertrand Russell 呢佢亦都就住呢、這个问题呢就俾咗啲佢自己本身嘅意见。咁所以喺当时嚟讲呢佢就做咗对于呢个两性嘅关系做咗一啲颇为大胆嗰个分析，同埋呢俾咗啲意见，同埋 即係建議，即係點樣去改善啊？啲人對於啊結婚啊啊，對於啊呢、這個性行為啊誒嘅睇法同埋啊做法。咁我今次咧就啊希望咧就能夠啊將啊呢、這個啊 Bertrand Russell 啊非常之精彩誒嘅論述咧，就同大家去啊分享一下。咁我首先講咧。就講咗呢個上次開始咗講嗰個嗰部書先，就係、是、The Conquest of Happiness 第十二個 chapter。咁佢咧就講喺呢個 chapter 嗰度咧，就佢咧就分析咗啲人佢哋點解揾唔到男朋友啊，點解揾唔到女朋友啊，或者唔能夠結婚，佢做咗一啲分析嘅。咁一開喺呢個十二個 chapter 嗰度咧，就一開始嗰時候佢就講啦。One of the chief causes of lack of zest is the feeling that one is unloved, whereas, conversely, the feeling of being unloved promotes zest more than anything else. 咁佢覺得，即係其中喺呢部書嗰度咧，佢其中就有一度講咧，就話一種生命嘅熱誠啊，其中一個 chapter 就講呢樣嘢。咁佢咧就喺呢、這個十二個 chapter， 佢就解釋話：佢點解有啲人咧，好似對個生命咧冇一種嘅熱情咧？點解會咁樣咧？佢話就係最主要嘅理由咧，佢覺得就係因為呢啲人冇人愛過佢。咁而佢話，而嗰啲人咧對生命充滿熱誠，通常咧都係佢感覺到咧佢個生命入邊咧充滿咗愛。呢啲人咧，佢先至會對於個生命咧，就有一種熱愛。咁呢個亦都係一個好自然嘅現象。如果生命對佢唔好，一個人點會鍾意生命咧？咁呢個亦都係一個好非常之合乎常理嘅嘢嚟。咁佢咧就住呢方面咧做咗啲分析。佢話 ：He may consider himself such a dreadful person。That no one could possibly love him. He may in childhood have had to accustom himself to receiving less love than fell to the share of other children. Or he may in fact be a person whom nobody loves. 话点解呢个人佢对个生命冇一种热诚呢，佢就因为可能细个嗰时即係佢喺个父母嗰度得到嗰啲爱呢係少过其他啲小朋友。又或者呢根本從來都冇人咧就愛過佢，咁所以啲人佢就好自然咧，佢就會對個生命咧就冇咁熱，有一種個熱誠同埋一種熱情。咁佢跟住咧佢就分析啊，咁佢話啲人如果係咁樣，咁佢有啲乜嘢嘅 reaction 咧，有啲咩嘅反應咧？佢講咗兩種，佢話 in。The cause may be lie in a lack of self-confidence or due to early misfortune. 咁佢覺得，點解呢啲人會咁樣㗎？個可能咧，呢啲人冇對生命冇一種嘅 self-confidence， 一種自信心。咁咧，由於佢早期個經歷，咁佢話the man who feels himself unloved may take various attitudes as a result. He may make desperate efforts to win affection, probably by means of exceptional acts of kindness. 咁呢啲冇人爱嗰啲人咧，佢会点咧？有时我哋会见到喎，佢咧就会吓呢啲人咧，我哋有时都会观察到啊，对其他啲人好好啊，成日都会走去帮人啊，即系咁样，就 go out of the way， 即系去做到啲行为咧，好即系我哋一般人觉得哇，过晒火位。即係人哋唔係好需要幫㗎，咁佢呢就佢可以 thrust himself upon others， 即好似將自己呢即係去夾硬呢就要人接受，即係佢嗰啲咁嘅所謂kind action， 嗰啲helpful， 幫助人嘅行為。我哋有時都會見到呢啲咁嘅人，如果咁通常呢即係我哋觀察到咧，如果有任何嘅人佢做嘢同埋一般人唔同咧，咁一定有一個同一般人唔同嘅理由。佢一定 如果啲人係特別對其他人好嘅，可能咧佢係某一程度咧，佢要做一種 compensation， 做一種呢、這個調節啊，想攞翻一啲compensation， 可以解即係、就是、賠償啦啊，或者即係補償啦啊。佢真係冇人愛佢，所以咧佢哋會特登咧去做好多。嗰啲我一般人覺得嘩好即係好幫手即係幫人呢幫得好厲害喎、哦、嗰、那個過曬一般嗰、那個程度。咁 Bertrand Russell 呢佢覺得呢呢啲呢其實佢話呢啲人個行為呢就好似一種買賣咁 ,purchase, 一種我對你非常之好，咁希望呢就獲得你對我一種嘅好感，我真真正正咧就而就嗰個性質咧就係咁樣，就而咧就呢啲，如果我哋平時咧，我哋有時好多時咧，我哋有啲人我哋幫人咧有兩種嘅情況，第一種咧就是、我哋覺得自己有能力，喺能力範圍之內合理嘅範圍之內咧，我哋咧就將自己。多餘個能力貢獻多少，當一個一個 gift， 當一個禮物咁樣送俾其他人。咁呢啲咧係好 spontaneous 嘅，即係好自然嘅，即係唔即係一啲你唔會覺得係過分嘅。咁呢啲咧就一啲比較正常啲，同埋一啲比較好啲嘅幫人嘅行為。但如果有個人咧，佢走去即係幫人嗰個程度咧，係超乎嗰個平常個界限嘅咧，咁好可能咧就係好似呢個 Bertrand Russell 講咁，就係一種買賣嚟嘅。佢想透過佢對其他嘅人嘅所謂善良嘅行為，咁咧去購買其他啲人咧就對佢一啲好感。咁啊，但係好多時咧啲人咧。佢以為其他啲人唔知道，就佢咁樣做個理由，咁咧就當嗰啲人咧，接受咗佢啲恩惠之後，對佢咧就冇表達適當嘅感激或者欣賞嗰時咧，佢就會覺得好失望，咁又或者好憤怒，點解呢啲人咧咁ungrateful 啊？完全都冇感激嗰、那個心㗎，即係咁樣，佢哋會咁樣諗。咁但係佢哋忘記咗，當佢哋咁樣做嗰時，佢哋其實就係去購買別人嘅對佢嘅好感。咁但對 Bertrand Russell 嚟講呢，別人對佢嘅好感個價值呢係遠遠高過嗰啲佢俾人哋其他嗰啲小恩小惠。Bertrand Russell 的講法就是這樣， The man who endeavors to purchase affection by benevolent actions becomes disillusioned by the experience of human ingratitude. It never occurs to him that the affection which he is trying to buy is far more value than the material benefits which he offers as its price. And yet the feeling that this is soIs at the basis of his action. 他忘記了他真真正正他這樣做法那個理由呢，就其實想購買其他人對他的一種好感。那他又講另外一種就在這個篇文那裡，他又講另外，他說有些人他小時候得不到愛，那他有另外一種 reaction。Another man, observing that he is unloved, may seek revenge upon the world, either by stirring up wars and revolutions, or by pen dipped in gall. 咁另外一種嘅 reaction 就咁啊，咁就我哋有好多時咧，我哋喺香港都見到好多人好熱衷去改革社會啊，諸如此類，去做啲所謂 revolutionary。一啲革命性嘅行為，又或者咧，就係、是、對於嗰個政府啊，或者其他啲官員啦、 其他啲人啦，即係佢覺得不公平嗰啲人啦，發出啲非常之尖鋭啲批評。咁呢啲人咧，其實喺底子入邊咧，就骨子入邊咧，可能都係一種嘅嗰、那個情緒嘅宣泄嚟。宣泄啲咩情緒咧？就係啲 negative 嘅情緒，一啲负面嘅情绪，就系、是、呢情绪咧，就系、是、hatred 一种仇恨。爱嘅反面系乜嘢咧？就系、是、恨。得唔到爱嗰时咧，就好多人就会做啲相反嘅嘢，就系、是、恨。咁呢个咧，就系、是、呢、这个Bertrand Russell 一个非常之尖锐嘅观察。另外但呢啲咧就比较即系勇敢啲，咁因为点解咧？佢要面对，因为呢啲行为咧，一般嚟讲社会咧系唔接受嘅，咁所以佢啊呢个人佢嘅 personality 咧要比较 strong 啲。咁但其他啲人点样咧？冇咁 strong 嗰啲人咧，咁跟住咧佢哋退缩啊，咁啊缩翻埋去自己嗰度。Bertrand Russell 咧，就又作咗啲分析，佢就話 ：If they feel themselves 呢係另外一種啊 ，If they feel themselves unloved, sink into a timid despair, relieved only by occasional gleams of envy and malice。佢話呢啲咁嘅人咧，佢就縮翻埋去自己嗰度 ，timid despair 一啲好。好細膽嘅、失望，耐唔中呢又俾兩種其他個負面情緒影響佢。第一 ,envy, 妒忌。第二呢 ,malice, 一啲惡毒嘅心態。妒忌同埋惡毒。As a rule,The lives of such people become extremely self-centered, and the absence of affection gives them a sense of insecurity from which they instinctively seek to escape by allowing habits to dominate their lives utterly and completely. 他分析就是这样，他说这些这样的人，就是除了刚才讲的那些这样的态度之外呢，会怎样呢？他们呢，这些人呢，佢哋就會 stick to 一啲好 routine 嘅嘢，佢哋生活咧就非常之 mechanical 嘅，一定咧要 follow 某一啲 rules 嘅，一定要咁做，個生活咧極之有規律，就一定咧就做開嗰樣嘢，就成日都係咁樣做法。佢話咁，佢有解釋啊，咁啊。呢、这個 Bertrand Russell 有一種嘅分析，佢話 ：For those who make themselves the slaves of unvarying routine are generally activated by fear of a cold outer world and by the feeling that they will not bump into it if they walk along the same paths that they have walked along on previous days。咁其實佢話呢啲咁嘅人，佢哋內心嗰、那個感覺係乜嘢？就係一種恐懼。佢透過不斷重複同樣嘅工序嘅生活嘅習慣，希望咧就能夠減少咗佢哋內心嗰種恐懼，因為咧佢哋唔能夠面對即係好公開、好開膛咁樣去面對一個可能好。可能唔好嘅世界，可能有人爱佢，可能冇人爱佢，可能有人关心佢，可能冇人关心佢嘅世界。咁所以佢哋咧就去由外边嘅世界翻去佢自己嘅内心嘅世界，而佢嘅内心世界咧就是、充满咗恐惧。咁呢个咧就系、是、呢个 Bertrand Russell 对即系、就是、有啲。得唔到愛嘅人，就係佢對個世界嗰個睇法同埋個行為嘅一啲分析嚟。 佢话但系咧，如果相反咧，佢话如果个人咧，即系佢系感觉到被爱嘅，咁佢呢啲人咧，通常咧，佢就 open 啲，佢就会比较开朗啲、开朗啲，因为佢哋对呢个世界咧就冇咁多恐惧，就算佢有啲恐惧咧，佢哋都觉得即系能够应付。咁其实咧，就恐惧咧对于一个人嚟讲咧系非常之唔好嘅。佢好多时咧，即系有啲人唔成功，点解唔成功？就因为佢恐惧，呢个左又惊，右又惊，前中国人讲，我哋船头惊鬼船尾惊贼，一日生活咗喺惶恐嘅入边。咁我哋知道，当我哋一日生活咗喺惶恐入边咧，我哋个思想咧一定系唔得冷静，因为已经俾啲惶恐啊、恐惧啊霸占晒。咁如果系咁样，我哋点可以谂嘢谂得清晰？谂嘢唔清晰，咁我哋成功个机会系咪相对咧就减少咗咧？咁呢个 Bertrand Russell 咧举咗个例，佢就话点解有啲人咧有时佢大胆啲咧，反为佢会过到啲难关嘅？咁佢举个例就系咁啦。佢话 If you are walking over a chasm on a narrow plank, you are much more likely to fall if you feel fear than if you do not。我当你行过一个 chasm， 即系一个深坑嗰阵 ，on a narrow plank， 一啲好窄嘅一条木板，你要行过去。我当你惊嗰时咧，你跌个机会会大啲。And the same thing applies to the conduct of life。佢话生命一样啊。如果乜嘢都惊咧，你可能你真系咧就会遇到你唔希望遇到嗰啲危险。佢话如果一个人咧佢有呢个 self confidence， 有一个自信心嘅时候咧。佢哋 useful kind of self-confidence has innumerable forms。 佢話嗰個人呢就佢會能夠克服個困難，個機會呢係大啲。咁所以呢佢呢度就分析咗，即係話假如我哋冇得到愛呢，嗰個影響呢對於一個人呢非常之深遠，影響埋嗰個人個自信心，影響埋嗰個人嗰個行為。好啦，咁除此之外咧，咁佢又再分析咗，咁有啲人咧，佢会好爱其他啲人，有啲人咧，佢希望咧得到其他人嘅爱，咁啊两个有咩分别咧？佢嘅讲法就系咁，佢话 It is affection received, not affection given, that causes this sense of security, though it arises most of all from affection, which is reciprocal。我通常咧，有啲乜嘢会令到一个人有个信心咧，有个 sense of security， 有一种安全感咧，就系、是、当佢得到获得其他啲人嘅爱护嘅爱锡嗰阵咧，佢咧就会有呢种咁嘅安全感，咁佢咧就会由于有啲安全感咧，佢少咗啲恐惧。咁佢就更加勇敢咁样面对嗰个生活。咁话但通常呢佢话一个人如果佢係有个安全感呢，就因为佢得到爱，就唔係因为呢佢能够俾到啲爱其他啲人。就多过佢话但係呢，佢话通常呢呢两样嘢呢要同时存在，一定要 reciprocal。佢又俾啲爱俾人，亦都得到其他人嘅爱。佢话 strictly speaking， it is not only affection but also admiration that has this effect。佢话咁除此之外咧，不但只系爱，亦都有一种爱慕有一种爱慕，有一种即系敬仰啊，即系咁样，就觉得好好啊，即系咁样，即系轻重由个心入边咧去轻重佢。 咁佢啊特別咧，佢話咁有啲人啦，啲 politician 啦，咁成日都希望啊，就嗰、那個啲人咧愛佢啦，啊愛佢嘅方式咧就梗係即係投佢票啦。咁但係佢話呢啲人咧，其實某個程度咧都係缺乏咗愛嘅人嚟嘅。佢話呢個世界咧，佢話我嘅世界咧就即係根據呢個 Bertrand Russell 嘅观察咧，佢话呢个世界有啲好嘅事，啊，亦都同时咧就有啲啊唔系咁好嘅事。咁但个世界就真系事实上我哋观察都系咁样嘅，唔会成日都好，亦都唔会成日都坏，一定系好坏参半。咁但系如果我哋有获得即系细个嗰时，又或者大个迟啲。獲得愛嗰時咧，就我哋個人咧就會堅強啲，我哋咧就會有一種安全感。咁呢個安全感咧，亦都間接咧俾到我哋一種嘅自信心，而自信心咧就會令到我哋更加容易成功，唔會驚頭驚尾，咩都唔敢做。咁我哋嘅成就嘅機會咧又大啲嘅。佢话但系咧，佢话好不幸，即系佢亦都观察到，好多时咧，就我哋见到啲家庭嗰度，嗰啲小朋友获得嘅爱咧，就并唔系一啲适当嘅爱嚟。咁佢就住呢方面咧，佢又做咗啲分析嘅。佢话 the affection given must itself be robust rather than timid。Desiring excellence even more than safety on the part of his object, though of course, by no means indifferent to safety. 他說很多時候呢，他說你接受那些愛呢，都要他自己本身都是 robust, 一些很有力量的愛來的，就是由 self-confidence 那裡產生的。就唔係由 fear 去產生，唔係由一啲恐懼產生。咁佢咧就舉個例，佢話 the timid mother or nurse who is perpetually warning children against disasters that may occur, who thinks that every dog will bite and every cow is a bull, may produce them in them a timidity equal to her own, and may cause them to feel thatThey are never safe except in her immediate neighborhood. 咁呢个咧，我哋成日佢如果讲呢样嘢咧，我哋就成日就见到喺香港嗰啲公园嗰度，经常都见到嗰啲个妈咪啊，自己本身充满咗恐惧，咁佢亦都将呢种咁嘅恐惧咧，不知不觉啊，咁咧就带咗俾嗰啲小朋友。样都惊嘅，佢话觉得好嘅，哎呀，见到狗，哎呀，快啲行开啲啊，行开啲啊咁，啊，佢觉得每一只牛啊，都好似系公牛会冲埋嚟咁样，对啲小朋友佢嚟讲咧，佢哋唔知道乜嘢系好，乜嘢系坏噶嘛，咁佢睇咗妈咪嗰个表情，如果妈咪嘅表情啊充满咗恐惧咧，个细路仔又学咗恐惧，觉得啊。遇到有啲嘢咧，样样嘢都要惊嘅，就学埋妈咪。咁呢啲咁嘅妈咪咧，其实咧表面上就好似保护紧啲小朋友，其实咧长远嚟讲陷害紧佢哋。Bertrand Russell 嘅讲法就咁啊。佢话，to the unduly possessive mother, this feeling on the part of a child may be agreeable.She may be agreeable, she may desire his dependence upon herself more than his capacity to cope with the world. In that case, a child is probably worse off in the long run than he would be if he were not loved at all. 他的分析就是，他说，有些妈咪呢，对于仔女呢，好像是他自己的 possession 那样，好像他的拥有物那样，好像财产那样。啊，永远呢就唔容许佢啲仔女呢就面对一啲少少 啊，日常生活都遇到嗰啲有少少危险嘅嘢，一啲都唔俾佢去面对。佢话长远嚟讲，佢咁样爱嗰啲仔女法咧，佢唔爱佢仲好，因为如果唔爱佢咧，啲仔女仲会自己去处理对嗰个世界，即系喺日常生活嗰度必然会遇到嗰啲有多少风险多少危险嘅嘢，咁佢透过呢个错误，佢会自己学习。咁但呢一种咁啊，头先我讲嗰种妈咪咧，令到嗰啲细路仔冇机会去单独面对佢必须要面对嘅世界。咁我上一排大家睇到报纸啦，好多啲小朋友香港有少少嘢就走去自杀，小学生、中学生、大学生都系咁。呢啲可能咧就系呢个 Bertrand Russell 所讲嗰啲，就不适当嗰啲妈咪啊，个充满咗恐惧嗰啲妈咪带出嚟个细路仔嘅结果，令到嗰啲小朋友咧冇办法去面对一个有正常风险嘅世界，所以一有少少挫折，佢就用呢个跳楼自杀去解决。咁样就Bertrand Russell 啊，当然啦，仲有好多就住呢方面嘅嘢去讲。不过但系我睇下啲时间咧都差不多啦，我要可能咧要到下一次咧，我再继续就讲埋即系佢喺呢篇文章就住呢、這个爱嘅分析，同埋咧就呢、這个婚姻啊prostitution 啊诸如此类嗰啲嘢。咁多谢大家收听，拜拜。